With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Who Loves You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons from 1975. 464-568-5. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sonner
Heyman Jewelers. Tell me who's saying it again. Say it out loud.
That'd be Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
From 1975. Which is what?
Better times.
Thank you.
Oh.
Way better time.
Anytime in the song that has baby. I just love that. Who loves your pretty baby?
Does he say... Who's gonna love your mama? We talk about two people here. Or is
who's gonna love your mama?
Is it the same person? Who's gonna love your mama?
It says who loves you, pretty baby. Who's gonna love you, mama?
Who's gonna love you, mama?
So it's the same person.
Same person.
They're two people.
Frankie Valli.
Who's the guy loving your mama?
I'm loving your mama too.
Putting a lot on me, but
seems
all right.
Like a lot.
All right. Things have gotten interesting.
All right, Frankie.
Oh,
who's going first?
Oh, I'll leave that first. Off. It's so good. And just seeing, why am I drawing a blank on the name of the musical?
Jersey Boys?
Jersey Boys, yeah. Oh, Jersey Boys, remarkable. That was me and Laura's first date.
Wow, okay. Culture.
All right. Our first date was Jersey Boys. And we're at Jersey Boys. It was in Omaha. And we saw Mary Lynn Weiniger, Tom Osborne's secretary.
Really?
Yeah. Saw Mary Lynn there. Yeah, it was fun. Saw a lot
cultured.
People. Yeah, cultured.
It and was, well-to-do.
It was, oh, God, it was so good. Jersey Boys. Anyway, that song is, Laura has it as a 10. I'm going to go with a 9.62. It was remarkable. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Who loves you? Pretty baby.
Who's going to love you, mama?
Steve thought maybe.
Who's going to love your mama?
Your mama. Am I loving you and your mom?
I guess you're both covered here, man.
Another song I'd love to have heard recorded. Imagine going in studio with Frankie Valli. Who's over there? Well, Frankie Valley's coming in real quick.
It's a layered song. It takes
layered.
It takes a turn early where it's a very upbeat song, and then it's like it gets really serious. It's great.
Layered is a proper word for
layered, yes.
It's a great, great, you know, time-honored song. 9.01.
All right, we're both in the nines today.
That's a great
song. Rudy going to be in the nines is the question.
He's going to like it. 7.9.
7.9? Whoa, hang on.
Hang on.
On the dot. 7.9. Comment was, I was sold when the beat switched up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Rudy puts time into his score. He doesn't just go up 6-4, but he always has a comment, too.
He does. We like the comment has
like
to
that.
Stay.
Yes.
Belated happy birthday to Rudy.
Yes. The
slugger.
He had a cake on Friday.
That made my day.
And the cake said, what, Sybil?
Happy birthday, slugger.
It's very nicely.
Well, he's a DH.
I love people telling what you wrote on my cake. Happy birthday, Columbus baseball. Sean was like, What does that mean?
He doesn't understand the humor.
I was like, don't worry.
Don't worry about it. It's going to grab.
Brett Bertrand, 7-5. Vernon Dakin, 6-3. Fritz and Lincoln, 7-4. Mike and Dalton, 6-5. Les, age 73, says, okay, 6.
Come on, Les.
Kent, better time, 7-3. Yes. Ryan in California, 6-2. Shamia B, 7-7. Gavin and Pender, 7.8. Let's see. Sean in Omaha, 1.2. Horrible start to the week, Jake.
Come on.
Sean.
What? Sean's really upbeat, too. That's the thing. That's weird.
Jennifer, 9-3. Hey. Hubby, 8. They both say fantastic.
9-3 and 8. That might be their highest.
The household is in good spirits today. Lyle Omaha, 3. Hula Clevis, 3.
Ah.
3 from Bird.
Be better, Bird.
A little low there, Bird. Let's see. Kevin, 5-2. Mothball says 0.
The ball.
Dan in Wichita, 7-5. YouTube, CL Porter, 1. Nels, 3-2-5. Albert, 7. Scott, 7-2-5. Chris, 9-2-5. Troy, 4-9. Song of the day was Who Loves You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons from 1975.
That's when Jaws came out.
Oh, yeah.
75?
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder if we can get that playing in the background for our Thanksgiving Eve.
Boom, boom, boom.
To Jaws?
What's that?
Oh, that song.
Jaws and Frankie Valli.
Oh.
Both.
Both songs.
What if we just played,
very odd
what if we just played Jaws the whole time for the Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli.
Love you, birdie, baby.
Very confusing.
Segued in.
It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Update on Randy's knee surgery. He's had his knee surgery. And he did not miss a day of work.
Of course he did
not miss a day of work. He had surgery late Friday night on the weekend so he could have his surgery and be back up on the scaffolding by Monday morning.
What was the nature of the surgery?
What's that? Knee, probably, I think it was cartilage situation.
Some cartilage.
Maybe some meniscus involved like that. But yeah, he's doing very well. They had to fix it. How easy would it be like going, that's okay, I'll take a couple weeks off and I'll kind of run things through Hayden. Nope, he's out there. And that's what you get. And remember, and Randy will be here on Wednesday morning. So there'll be a booth and there'll be autographs signed.
Will he have something over his head the whole time?
We'll lift things. We'll get
something for him.
If you want to, bring something in you want Randy to lift over his head.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bring a chest of drawers or something.
Randy, get to work. Randy. Lift it.
And if it's a little bit too much, Duke will help hoist it up. You got to get it balanced.
Teamwork here.
If it's a balance problem, Duke's going to help
Duke's
lift
here.
It. Duke will be there. For
friendship.
This.
Yes. Duke's definitely coming.
Duke's definitely coming. You can meet him.
You can meet him for the 16th time.
Yeah. Let's do Bill's Thrills.
Yeah, football Facts Monday, Bill?
We did Football Facts.
Okay. What are we doing here?
It may be crude, but it's about the mood. Maybe crude, but it's about the mood. Okay. Team vibes that are real. The struggle, trying to get your team right, up and downs, the stuff that happens. Kansas State at Utah.
Okay. God.
Kansas State.
What a game.
Kansas State the week before beat Oklahoma State 14-7. Barely won the game, 14-7. They went to Utah. They ended up getting beat late in the game, 51-47. They were ahead. They had a guy rush for 300 yards. They had 500.
His name is Jackson.
They had like 580 yards of offense against Utah with an incredible defense and ranked number 12. Once again, somehow, Klieman got them right. I mean, they're going out to Utah. That could have been a game like going, you're going to lose this game by 50. Your kids are cashed in. If that, oh man, the mood is so real. Pitt completely embarrassed by Notre Dame. Just embarrassed. Ran off the field. They had game day there. Place emptied. The stadium emptied. At Notre Dame, there was no one there. They go to Georgia Tech and run them off the field. Georgia Tech ranked 16th. Tech's out of the playoffs. Yep. They're out of the ACC championship.
Gone.
Beat them 42-28. Scored 42 points against Georgia Tech.
Well, now think back what that Pitt coach said.
Narduzzi.
What did he say about the Notre Dame game?
Yeah, don't care.
I don't care.
I lose by 100. I don't care.
So they're now in the driver's seat to go to the ACC championship.
It's kind of masterful, right? What he did.
I mean, how you handle it. So this was big. Think about this. Florida at Georgia, 24-20, have a chance to win. They went for it on fourth down when they were up by three, fight their tails off. Next week, they go to Kentucky. They get beat 38-7. 38-7, run off the field. Then they go to Ole Miss. They're leading in the game. They're down by three in the fourth quarter. They have a chance to beat Ole Miss at Ole Miss. They don't. Next week, play Tennessee in the swamp. Get run. It was 31-3 at half.
It was.
It was 31-3 at halftime. Moods, their vibe. How you have your team ready to go.
Florida was down 31-3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah. And then I said that. Iowa. I talked to my buddy about this. We're it was halftime and I was walking Sugar and I saw him on the Mopac Trail. And he, what about Iowa? I'm going to watch the second half. I go, he's comfortable. What's that, Kirk? Iowa. Their heartbeat never changes. They're down 17-7. And that time I go, they can't win this game. They can't do anything. Gronowski was horrific.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
He was horrific. And then they said, no, game's over. Iowa won 2017. It was remarkable. The other one that stood out to me was like last week, you know, UCLA played Nebraska 28-21, played pretty good. Then they play Washington. And Washington goes to UCLA in front of, you know, 20,000 fans and beats them 48-14. And their quarterback, Nico, did not want to play. He wanted nothing to do with the game. He had one turnover that got called back where he just left the ball on the ground and they picked up. There was a penalty on the play. It was like the most awful looking thing. You couldn't even describe it as football.
UCLA.
UCLA.
Oh my. Nico was 16 for 26 for 69 yards passing.
Did they get 60 rushing yards?
No.
No.
They had 22 carries for 57 yards.
They had
207 total yards in that game.
They don't have if it's not Nico, they can't run the ball.
Berger was 6 carries for 26 yards.
Remember, they did rush for 220 against Penn State.
That incredible, talented Penn State.
Oh, there it is again.
They have incredible talent. Yeah, right.
But so it's like right now, it's like, does anyone, what are you doing right now if you're UCLA and you're the quarterback that left Tennessee? Left the starting job at Tennessee. Now what are you doing? He's just it looked as if, I mean, you watch his body language, and that is, and here's the thing when it comes down to, well, why does this happen? There's one missing piece on the teams of the crazy up and downs. It's front guys. It's O-line, D-line. That's the difference. Because they show up, they travel. O-line, D-lines travel. And sometimes teams get hot and they start throwing around like that, but O-line's, D-line, they travel. That is the piece that goes on. And so the teams that have that go are up and down like crazy, they don't have O-line, D-lines. They'll find a way to win a game, but they don't have the O-line, D-line
every single day
to hang in there with.
Especially true in the Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Washington was up 34-0 late third quarter in that game. 48-14 win. They didn't score until late third quarter.
Okay, so the answer is it Nico? Does he just stay there? Is he going to weather that?
I don't think so. I think he'll go in the portal and be like, I'll go wherever. Not even going to talk. Don't even talk money with me. I'll just take whatever's available. I'm not trying to get a deal because right now, who's going to invest in him?
I don't know. Now, hold on. Are you sure nobody would invest in
him? They'll invest something, but not. They're not looking at him going like, that's our
answer. Is he a million-dollar quarterback?
I would say no. I would say no.
Could he work at a place?
He didn't play in a million-dollar level at Tennessee, but he was young at the time. Now he's older. I mean, you turn the film on, you'll have a hard time getting someone to go, this is the guy. This is where we got to load up on this.
Can I play his agent or devil's out? He got him to the playoff.
He could play it.
Got him to the playoff. Yeah.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
It may be crude, but it's all about the mood. The moods that you're in and what your locker room is like, what's going on.
So true.
I mean, I guarantee you, UCLA, you can't say, man, our practice was unbelievable. Our kids were spirited in the locker room before the game. We couldn't wait to be part of it. Now you got USC and UCLA playing this week. With both teams are just.
Oh, that's live. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that game should be a big deal in LA, but it won't be. Right?
It won't be at all.
No, I tell you one thing's a big deal: that Oregon at Washington game. if Washington beats them, they're not getting.
Then what?
Two teams.
Is Oregon officially out for sure? Then
it'd be hard.
They're fifth right now. It'd be a big drop. It's not a horrific loss.
I don't know if you could put them in though. Like, would you put them in? Would they deserve to be in?
It'd be an interesting conversation.
It would be.
Yeah. It'd be really hard.
That is Bill's Thrills. When we come back and look at TJ Lateef and some rule audio from postgame in hour two next, an early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.